Hooty hoo, everyone. It's your boy Raptor. This is the Raptor Den, and it's going to be episode 3, and I probably sound a lot different. Not that my voice is different. It's not that I have anything really new going on, but it's down to one thing, and it's the thing that I never thought I would say. I have a medication for my mental health that's working. Not only am I, actually, my default right now is happy. And, like, it's not that I didn't have moments of happiness or that there weren't things that I was happy about. But, man, it's very different when you wake up in the morning and you're just glad to start your day. I've never experienced that before on just a normal day. Like, there's obviously, you know, oh my gosh, it's my birthday. It's going to be a big day. I'm glad to be here. This is just like, it's a Tuesday. I have to work today. I have to podcast today. And I have to record an episode that'll probably go out tomorrow. So there's nothing special about that. In fact, it's been a tough day. We've had a lot of things go wrong. We have a bill collector barking down our necks that I didn't know about, and my wife is stressed, and that's making her kind of sick, and it's putting stress on me. But man, this stuff, I'm not in a fog. I'm not angry at everything. I'm not stressed. I mean, I'm stressed, but it's just like, this is what I imagine normal people feel like when they're stressed. Like, oh, this is stressful. This kind of sucks. Not, oh my God, I'm going to fucking die. Because that's how stress normally feels like for me. So I'm looking forward to tonight's episode. We got my boy Thomas coming on. By the time you hear this, the episode will be done. But my boy Thomas Queter is coming on. What else we got going on? By the time you hear this, we will have announced that we have endorsed John Phillips Jr. for Region 6 alternate. No, Region 6 rep. Sorry, I'm still thinking in my mind that I'm running for alternate, but I'm not anymore. But let's talk about today's episode and what we're talking about. You have no idea what you're doing. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I think the mark of being a functional adult is realizing that everybody is faking it. There is not a single person on this planet that has a fucking clue what they're doing. We're all just doing our best to get along. Sure, you might be a master at making music or solving equations or building things that people have never seen before. But when it comes to just how people should live their lives, you don't fucking know. This is why we have 8 zillion religions. And I include atheism. Anyone who feels that strongly about a lack of something, look, man, you made yourself a religion. I'm sorry. Sucks to suck, I guess. But you're just like the rest of us. Because we all, deep down, and like I said, the mark of becoming an adult is being able to admit this to yourself and work on it. We all, deep down, just don't have a fucking clue what we're doing. And this is actually what started to lead me to libertarianism. And I want to tell you this story. So when I was 13-ish, there was something. I don't even remember what it was. And my dad, like I could tell, my dad just had no idea how to deal with it. It was a problem that our family was facing. And again, I don't even remember. I just remember how this imprinted on me. My dad could not figure out how to solve a problem. And it kind of blew up in our face. And I don't remember. Clearly, it wasn't that big of a deal because, like, I don't remember it. But it was the first time I really looked and thought, you know, cause obviously when you're a kid and you're mad, you're like, oh, my parents don't fucking get it. But this was the first time where it was just like, I'm clear-headed, I'm rational, and he has no idea what the fuck he's doing. And my dad always knew what he was doing. So when he didn't know, I was like, well, someone's got to know, right? And I think the moment that I became, like, I've always leaned libertarian, but the moment that I really became a libertarian was as I was getting out of the army. I was sitting there one day thinking about all of the people that I had interacted with in the military and all of the ones who were in charge that, you know, some of them were good at being in charge. They would give good orders and get things done. But even the good ones really didn't seem to know what the fuck they were doing half the time. And that's when it really dawned on me. This is why government can't work. Because for government to be good for people, the people in charge have to know what they're doing. And they don't. I mean, look at the last presidents we've had. Like, look at this race that we have coming up. We have two senile old men. And I don't care that they're men. I don't care that they're white. I don't care how old they are. They're fucking dumb. And if you can genuinely sit there and say that Trump or Biden is an intelligent person, you are saying things about yourself that you do not realize. And I invite you to stop doing that, not because you don't have a right to be wrong, or not because you don't have a right to your opinion, but man, they're dumb. And if you think they're smart, either you're not paying attention or you definitely shouldn't be telling other people how to live their lives either. And there's something that I'm learning, especially about the internet. And I'm sure other people have stumbled on this way faster than I have. I'm dumb. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing because I'm human like everyone else. People who don't have a clue how on a topic that they're spouting off at the mouth about are always the loudest ones and always the ones who are either pretending that they know or honestly think that they do. You get this all the time, and we're seeing it right now with the racial tensions, because on one side you have a group of people, and this is not all the protesters, blah, 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 hashtag not all. But look, I was enraged last week. They defaced a statue of Robert the Bruce, calling him a racist. Look, that dude might have met one or two black people his entire life who were like merchants from Al-Andalus when he was in France. Other than that, most of his people wouldn't have even known black people existed. And in his mind, they would have just been the people that the church was fighting against for the Crusades. And look, Robert the Bruce murked his chief rival in a church. Clearly, religion was not his driving force, okay? So to say that he was a racist hurts. And this isn't like, and I know the immediate response is going to be like, this is how it feels to be black. You know, you're all the leaders are getting attacked. You know, you white people should get used to it. Look, man, I've said this a million times. The Scottish aren't white. It's a very new thing that everyone started lumping us in with other Europeans, because Europeans certainly didn't do that for the last 2,000 years. But I'm trying to step back and not just feel rage and anger over it. Robert the Bruce is dead. Some dumb fuck spraying racist king on his statue at Bannockburn. Does that change what he did? No. Does it change how I feel about him? No. But what it does do is it makes me think that there's a lot of people in that movement that are fucking dumb. And let's flip it around. There's all these, oh man, I'm going to start getting angry if I talk about it too much, but like, how many times do you go into a comment section and you've got this like 60-year-old grandma who has 8 Facebook friends and they're all her grandkids commenting on a news story about how, well, if you didn't break the law, the cops wouldn't have to arrest you and you brought this on yourself. It's like, what the fuck kind of life have you had? I'm terrified of being locked in a cage, so I do a lot of shit that I don't like and don't want to do in order to avoid that. What kind of person isn't afraid of the cops? Like, genuinely. And if this is you, please enlighten me. You know, you go to our page, facebook.com/DNDLiberty. How do you live your life not being afraid of cops? And as I think about it, the answer becomes obvious. You're fucking dumb and you don't know what you're doing. And the thing is, we're all dumb and we don't know what we're doing. And to most people, it seems that is an argument for why we need government. I think the reason that we need to scale government way back or eliminate it, you know, I'm always kind of on the fence on the minarchy anarchy thing. If we're all full of shit and don't know what we're doing, that means that the people in charge are going to be full of shit and not know what they're doing. And it's way less impactful if I just go, you know, on with my life and I ruin it because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing and I took chances that failed. It's fucking terrible if I was making that decision for 1 million people and I just wrecked 1 million lives because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. No, my friend, that is a recipe for disaster. And I know that because I've read books, history books specifically. I dare you to go in history and find any situation where government came in and didn't make things worse. And look, I'm sure someone's going to find a couple. Because here's the thing about not knowing what the fuck you're doing. Sometimes you get it right by mistake. Basically, like, that's how I got my job, basically. That's how I got my wife, who's way more attractive than me. Sometimes you just put yourself in the right position and you get cool shit. I don't think that's an effective way to lead people. And I certainly don't understand. Well, I do, actually. I really want you to reflect on this, dear listener. If you've made it to the 1430 point of this episode, why do you want someone else to tell you how to live your life? There's only one word that comes to mind. It's fear. You don't want to have to face the repercussions of your mistakes. And I get it, because that's scary. I mean, look, man, I have passed on so many opportunities for better work in my life because I looked at a job and thought, I'm going to fail. And then I'm going to be out of a job. And then I'll be in an even worse position than I am now. Point blank, when I had gotten out of school, I went to work for Hy-Vee, making like $10.50 an hour. It was shit. Just shit. The thing is, I had been offered $12.50 to go work at Bank of the West. I didn't do it. I was afraid. Like, oh, this is a temp job. And, you know, it's a temp job, but I know how those temp jobs, that's one of those temp jobs where the position isn't going away. It's temp to hire. They're just use the temporary thing so they can make sure they actually want you before they start doling out all the expenses required to make you an employee. So for a year, I ate mac and cheese and like the good meals I had would be when I could afford to put $6 towards a little Caesar's pizza on the way home. I was poor as fuck and I was driving way too much to get to my job because I lived in Fremont, Nebraska. So I was driving about 40 minutes to get into on Q Street in Omaha to work for $10.50 an hour. It was tough. It was tough. And it was tough because I let myself get put into that position because I was afraid of failure. And it was stupid to be afraid of failure. You want to know why? Because a year later, I was looking for another job and that same temp agency saw that I was active and said, hey, Bank of the West has that same position open. And when we told them that you were still available, they still want you. I'm like, how would they want me when I turned them down? And it was simply, your resume is the best. And they think, they don't know who you went to work for before, so they think that you went to work for someone who is paying you more, and now they're getting you on a steal. Also, they're going to pay you, I think it was $14.50. That's what I took a job at. So there was like a year and a half where I just wasn't making nearly as much money as I could have been. And I know that sounds like the difference between, you know, $10.50 and $12.50 or $14.50 doesn't sound like a lot, but man, $80 a paycheck, well, $60 after theft when you're eating mac and cheese and Domino's or Little Caesars, suddenly you can afford to have some fucking meat in your house. And you can afford to feed the animals that you have more than just the cheapest Walmart dog food. And probably not as much of it as you should be giving them. And look, I was going hungry some nights so that my animals would eat. Because they didn't have a choice. And I did. So I took that hit. That's what fear does. Here's the thing. Sometimes you fail. I fail all the time. I am learning to take on projects that I don't know how to do so that I can learn to do them. And sometimes that means I just don't learn fast enough and I fail. Because I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. Neither do you. But that's the journey. That's why we're here. Ultimately, there's a series called The Stormlight Archive by Brandon Sanderson, which is the greatest piece of fantasy ever written, and it's not done yet. So if you haven't read it and you like fantasy, fix yourself. But one of the religions in the book is the idea that we are all part of the One. And the One shattered himself or herself, or it's a god, so it doesn't matter if it's male or female, and chose to live life and gain all of these experiences and then absorb all of these parts of itself so that it could learn. And man, I love that religion. There's a part of me that kind of believes it. And there's a much bigger part of me that wants to act like I believe it. Not for no other reason than it reminds me to treat others better. Because I am in love with the idea that we really are all one, and the way we treat each other is how we treat ourselves. I'm trying. I fail. I'm dumb and don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But I'm trying. And maybe that resonates with you. This kind of turned into a sermon. If you don't know, I used to be a youth pastor, so this does happen from time to time. Ultimately, I just want to leave you with one thought. Nobody has this figured out. Anyone who says they do is lying, and you should avoid them. But maybe if we stop relying on others to tell us how to do things and how to live, and we just sit down with each other and try to just make the best way forward with our families and our communities and those who are close to us, maybe we'll figure it out. And that's the hope I want to leave you with. And I hope you guys have a good week.